Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Verse Number 24-25. Trishnaya Bhava Vahinya Yogya Kamayar Apuryaya Karmani Karyamanoham Nana Yonishi Yogita Idrishya Lokanamo Prabhita Karmavir Brahman Svarga Pavardeva Dwaram Tirasyam Punarasita. Translation purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji. Haribol. Because of insatiable material desires, I was being carried away by the rules of material nature's laws, and thus I was engaging in different activities, struggling for existence in various forms of life. In the course of evolution, the process which is caused by fruitive activities due to undesirable material sense gratification, I have received this human form of life which can lead to heavenly planets, to liberation, to lower species, or to rebirth among human beings. In the course of the evolutionary process,
which is caused by fruitive activities
due to undesirable material sense gratification,
I have received this human form of life
which can lead to heavenly planets,
to
liberation,
to
lower species,
or to rebirth among human beings,
purport by His Divine Grace. As long as a living entity wants to fulfill various types of material desires, he must continuously change from one body to accept another. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that as a small piece of grass falls in a river and is tossed about with different types of wood and tree branches, the living entity floats in the ocean of material existence, they dash and toss amidst material conditions. This is called the struggle for existence. One kind of fruitivity activity causes the living being to take one form of body, and because of action performed in that body, another body is created. One must therefore stop these material activities, and chance to do so is given in the human form of life. Specifically, our energy to act should be engaged in the service of the Lord. For then materialist activity will automatically stop. One must fulfill one's desires by surrendering unto the Supreme Lord, for He knows how to fulfill them. Even though one may have material desires, one should therefore engage in the devotional service of the Lord that will purify one's struggle for existence. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udharati tivrena bhakti yogyana yajeta purusham param. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he is full of material desires, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Lord, the Personality of God. Anya Vilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavrutam Anukulyana Krishnanuselanam Bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. all living entities in the material world are undergoing the cycle of birth and death according to the laws of nature. The struggle of birth and death in different fields may be called evolutionary process, but in the Western world, it has been wrongly explained. Darwin's theory of evolution from animal to man is incomplete because the theory does not present the reverse condition, namely evolution from man to animal. In this verse, however, evolution has been very well explained on the strength of Vedic authority. Human life, which is obtained in the course of evolution, the process, is a chance for elevation, swarga parga, or for degradation, terasyam punarasyacha. If one uses this human form of life properly, he can elevate himself to the higher planetary systems, where material happiness is many thousands of times better than on this planet. Or one may cultivate knowledge by which to become free from the evolutionary process and be reinstated in one's original spiritual life. This is called apavarga, liberation. Material life is called pavarga because here we are subject to five different states of suffering, represented by the letters pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. Pa means parishrama, very hard labor. Pha means phena, to the extent of foam from the mouth. For example, sometimes we see a horse foaming at the mouth because of heavy labor. Ba means yardha, disappointment. In spite of so much hard labor, at the end we find disappointment. Ba means bhaya. In material life, one is always in the blazing fire of fear, since no one knows what will happen next. Finally, ma means mrityu, death. When one attempts to nullify these five different statuses of life, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, one achieves apavarga, or liberation from the punishment of material existence. Divartarasyam refers to degraded life. Tirogam. Human life, of course, provides an opportunity for the best living conditions. As Western people think, from the monkeys come the human beings who are more comfortably situated. However, if one does not utilize human life for swarga or apavarga, he falls again to the degraded life of animals like dogs and hogs. Therefore, a sane human being must consider whether he will elevate himself to the higher planets, prepare to free himself from the evolutionary process, or travel again through evolutionary process in higher and lower grades of life. If one works piously, one may be elevated to the higher planetary systems and achieve liberation and return home back to Godhead. But otherwise, one may be degraded to a life as a dog, a hog, and so on. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, those interested in being elevated to higher planetary systems, Devaloka, Swargaloka, must prepare to do so. Similarly, if one wants liberation and wants to return home, back to Godhead, he should prepare himself for the purpose. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the highest movement for the benediction of the human society, because this movement is teaching people how to move back home, back to Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that different forms of life are obtained by association with the three modes of material nature. Karanam kurna sangasya sada sad yoni janmasu. According to one's association with the material qualities of goodness, passion and ignorance in this life, in one's next life, one receives an appropriate body. modern civilization does not know that because of varied association in material nature, the living entity, although eternal, is placed in different diseased conditions known as many species of life. Modern civilization is unaware of the laws of nature. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvata ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti mannate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, పద్మమాతే అందరు సోరే The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the performer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Every living entity is under the full control of the stringent laws of material nature. But rascals think themselves independent. Actually, however, they cannot be independent. This is foolishness. A foolish civilization is extremely risky. And therefore, the Krishna Kanda movement is trying to make people aware of their fully dependent condition under the stringent laws of nature, and is trying to save them from being victimized by strong Maya, which is Krishna's external energy. Behind the material laws, is the supreme controller Krishna. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Therefore, if one surrenders unto Krishna, mamevaya prapadyanti mayam yetam tarantati, one may immediately be freed from the control of external nature. Sagunan samati tvaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. This should be the aim of life. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Thalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Dvayam Rupa Dadadaya Dadati Swapadantakam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sriyasvami Gaura Bhakta Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So everyone is trying to improve his life. Everyone is trying to become more happy. Everyone wants to be free from inconveniences and troubles and suffering. It's called struggle for existence. We are in a place where there are troubles and suffering and miseries and difficulties, and nobody wants to be in difficulty. Who doesn't want to own property? The labor class people, they work all day, and at the end of the day they get money for their livelihood. It's not that like salaried people, people may get monthly salary, people may get daily wages. Many times when we walk in the market, when we see people struggling in so many ways, we feel very concerned. At least I get thoughts how people are trying to make their living in so many ways. Somebody is selling vegetables, somebody is selling fruits, somebody is stitching the shoes. Somebody at the red light area, they are coming and trying to sell you some peanuts, something. Somebody is making bamboo baskets, whatnot. Somebody is a driver. You are forced to work. You may like to rest. Some job may not suit you. You may not like that job, but there's no way, because you cannot just give up the job, and plenty of jobs are available in the market. It's not like that. When you don't like a job, it's a big risk. And we see many people searching for jobs, but they don't find jobs. People want to work, no vacancy. And sometimes people practice very risky jobs, like robbery, stealing. It is also, what is your job? No, I do stealing. They go and they create such when you lose your hard-earned money by someone's pickpocketing, it hurts you so much. I work all month and my salary was in my pocket and it was picked by somebody. Your hard-earned money is just gone. So the whole world, the whole society, simply struggling. You eat food, you don't know what happens to the food. You eat food, that food may trouble you, discomfort you. You eat food to enjoy. But instead, it may create acidity in your stomach. The food may become create indigestion. Some food may not suit, it will create asthma, trouble. You want a type of food, but you may not afford to buy that food. All things are there. And people travel long distances, people go on the ship. When you go on the ship, there is no guarantee, because material nature is so strong. Suddenly there may be a tempest, suddenly there may be a cyclone, you are caught up in the middle of the ocean. What can you do? You are a sailor. Similarly, you may go into the sky, maybe a flight man, and suddenly the engine fails. That's it. You just die. Nothing can be done. Similarly, people are working in factories and industries, such dangerous chemicals, pollutants. They are working to survive, but their working conditions are so bad, it may just shorten his life. He becomes very ill and shortened his life because of pollution. Sometimes he may have a job. You cannot stand to the stress of your job. Say somebody is a rickshaw puller. See, people are forced. Like we see Subramanyam. The work, break things. You may not have that stamina. That's the only thing you know how to do. You are a carpenter, you have to do it. Whenever, it's not that you are working hard in your stamina. When you work hard, body gets shaken up. Your nerves, your heart, everything gets shaken up. Weak, weakened. Like Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali thought there is no one more stronger than me. I am the strongest. In his peak time, when the body was young, he could withstand all the blows. Bomb, bomb, beating here, getting up and heavy. He thought, I am the strongest. And afterwards, because of all these concussions, all these punches, you know, later on, his body, all his nerves got damaged. What is it? His nervous system got damaged. And he got a horrible disease in the old age. It's called Parkinson's disease. Pill rolling motion. That means when the nerves are not controlled, we see some people. You may also get, don't think you don't get it. When they walk, they have no control of the walking. So this body has too many diseases. Very horrible diseases are there. You want to die, but you don't die, you have to suffer. Even my worst enemy should not have this kind of suffering. We are so stupid. Just because we can eat and sleep, we think we are all right. Animals are better than us in terms of eating and sleeping. Because if you overeat, if you oversleep, if you undereat, if you undersleep, immediately your health is jeopardized. Your health is goes bad. Everything you have to do, in spite of your carefulness, every movement you have to be careful. The moment you are careless, there can be a major accident. Any movement, just imagine, any part missing in the body, you become a handicapped person. You become an invalid person. And sooner or later, body will go into trouble. It's not that. Everyone has to go into trouble. It's a question of less trouble or more trouble. It's a question of trouble for a longer time or a lesser time. And ultimately, everybody is in trouble. Old age. It is said, when you are enjoying mood, you don't understand the nastiness of the body. When you are in enjoying mood, that means you are blinded by lust. Blinded by lust, you don't see how by enjoyment you are actually sucking your own body. Prabhupada, in Bhagavatam purpose, he gives the example of anyone who is thinking by sense enjoyment is enjoying his life, which generally people think. Those people are considered camels. There are different stupid animals out there. Swavid varahostra kharai. Every animal represents stupidity. And we are a representative of all the animals, you see. if you become one animal, donkey, or hog, or dog, or camel, that itself is a big mess. But you are representative of all the animals. We carry on the traits of all the animals. That is what a stupid. If you are not practicing devotional service, you are the most stupid person in this world. Let's say Venugopal is trying to escape marriage. what is all this? Intelligence. We have decided to escape marriage because we got enough kicks. He did not get kicks, but by association, he is visualizing what will be material life like. Seeing through others. Whenever you are listening to the classes, that means you are seeing through the experience of the other person. We are talking from experience because we are 60 years old, we have gone through many things in life at which you are not gone, your young body is jumping, let me enjoy. But when you hear, this will be the condition. Course of time. So this is called Maya's trick. The kind of body you have, you are befooled to think you will enjoy your life. You will be able to enjoy your life. Your body may have many, many disabilities, but still, where there is scope for enjoyment, you think I should enjoy it. All of the body. Your nose may be running, they had gas problem, they had tooth problem. But still, let me have a little sense of education. Unmindful of all discomforts. Like a labor class person is getting chastisement, he's working hard, and a lot of burdens. Family is pushing him, bring money, and the boss is beating him, do this, do that. From everywhere, he's being kicked around. The famous example that the Bhagavatam gives. Do you want to enjoy your life? Yes? So we are talking about you. Human life is not meant for bodily enjoyment. That's why we are all sitting here. We are decided. Because you are an immature person. You have no knowledge. You have no experience. You are surrounded by foolish people. So you think you can enjoy your life. Whereas we are surrounded by enlightened people who have knowledge about things and we are carefully analyzing the experience of life. And we have decided that in this world the hard work is more but enjoyment is very meager. Suppose somebody is made to work for 12 hours and you will get 10 minutes enjoyment. Do you prefer that? Sir, you have to work breaking the stones, digging the pits, or breaking the walls, shaking away your body. And then at the end, some 10 minutes of enjoyment. Who wants to work for 12 hours, very hard labor, and then get 10 minutes of enjoyment? I don't want the hard work also. I don't want the petty enjoyment also. You imagine whatever enjoyment you can conceive. We have no idea about spiritual enjoyment. No education, no knowledge. So this idea will not come to your mind. Suppose I ask you now, I will give you, what is your name? What is your name? Rohit. Purohit. Guroya. So in the name there is Guroya, but there is no knowledge. Guru. Guroya means Guru. What Guru? You are guru for misleading people. You are guru for knowing bad ways of enjoyment. They are guru. There are different types of gurus. One guru is a real guru. He will teach you Bhagavad Gita knowledge. Other gurus may teach you little material knowledge. And you are a guru who wants to enjoy your life. Some? Medical knowledge. You are a medical student. Yeah. So you are going to do a lot of bad to the public then. Because you yourself have no knowledge. Or you are going to help your patients. See? You should have knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And you should know how to avoid suffering. And how to have real happiness. Then you can do a good job on your patients. Other poor patients, you allow them to enjoy and suffer and you make your money and then you allow them to suffer and one day you also suffer. Anyway, the point is, bodily enjoyments are troublesome. Bodily enjoyments are very petty, tiny. Any enjoyment you think of, it's only for a short time, with many ifs and buts. That means risk. very limited enjoyment. There is no variety in this world. People talk about enjoyment, so let's go and get drunk. Or people say, let's go and eat meat. Let's go and humanize. But always, only these are the things available. Eating, mating, whenever it's enjoyment with what to eat, what to, where to meet and where to sleep. You never think because you have lost your head. You never think. Repeatedly I am doing the same thing. I am not getting any enjoyment. But I am such a fool. Still I think I am enjoying my life. So we are talking about spiritual enjoyment. Spiritual enjoyment means no investment, no dependence on anybody. Suppose you love a woman and you want to have a good time with her and she will tell you, bring a car, get some jewelry and give me this, give me that. After that also she will try to control you. But because, you know, we are talking about four animals. I will tell and stop. The Bhagavatam says people are like four animals. One is a hog, the other is a dog, the other is a camel, and ass. Dog, hog, ass and camel. Now I will briefly tell you whether you are all those four animals or you are predominantly one such animal. So what is this? The dog. I have practical experience with a dog next to our building. The watchman, we don't keep dogs. The dog is a nasty animal, leaving hairs here and there and always with a very unclean animal, dog. So the watchman gave food 2-3 times. And now all her life, wagging tail, it becomes loyal to that fellow. That food is available anywhere, but the dog is stupid, such a stupid animal, it will hold on to the fellow who gave him little food. And every day, in front of his house, loyalty. Not really, but the owner is a nasty person. The owner is a criminal person. But still the dog, he doesn't give up the owner. Is that right? Because that is the dog's loyalty. So people should not be just for petty enjoyment. Don't get sold out to some stupid boss. So this is dog-like mentality. Whether we have that or not, we analyze ourselves. So somebody offers you a job, sir, all your life, sir. But what he will offer you? Nothing. A little salary. And no happiness. Second animal is hog. Hog eats any horrible, nasty thing. And living near the gutter. But it thinks it is enjoying her life. Expressing her happiness. This is hog. Similarly, we are living, the body is so stinking. Now you are a doctor. What comes here? Smell, what comes here? All nasty things come from the body. But you think, oh, I'm so beautiful. Just like a hog. Is that right? Hog in a very horrible condition. Similarly, we are also, the body is dirty skin, hair, stool, urine, blood, pus, saliva, all foul things. But you think I am so beautiful. This is called hog's business. Hog is thinking, I have such nice body, my family, this and that. Because it has no intelligence to understand. Because it never read Bhagavad Gita. So people who think body is nice and I'm enjoying is like a hog. Bhagavatam saying, so dog, I told you, foolish loyalty, just for a petty thing. And hog, all dirty conditions, but still thinks I'm all right, like us. And third animal is donkey. Have you seen donkeys? Male donkey, female donkey? You have seen? Have you seen donkey? In India? Yes, the donkey will go behind the female donkey. And the donkey beats with the hind legs. Like that. And the male donkey thinks this donkey is loving me. It's beating because it is lusty donkey. The other animal is busy eating and this is coming in distribution. And this is a kick. And this is called exchange of love. The male donkey is so stupid, it is thinking it is love making. But actually it is getting kicks. So this is shameless business of donkey-like people. They become controlled by a woman. Any man who is lusty, you are completely controlled by a woman. Because you cannot give up your lust. So whatever the... You are becoming a puppet in the hands of a woman. So this is the mentality of ass-like person. And the fourth animal is camel. You know what is the stupidity of the camel, you know? Where does camels live? Deserts, correct. Animal is a, the camel is a desert animal. In the desert you don't have very green bushes or very green plants, no. Thorny cactus, thorny plants, a little green leaf here and there. Is that right? Have you seen? Little green leaf, because no water. The camel is biting the thorny plants. And the thorns are cutting her lips and it is bleeding. You watch a camel's mouth carefully. All cuts and sagging because of cuts and things. And the stupid camel, it is smacking its own blood. It's very nice. The thorns are very nice. And go on biting the thorns. Again and again biting. Actually, it is sucking its own blood. But the animals, similarly, whoever is enjoying, whoever is not spiritually enjoying, but whoever is bodily enjoying, materially enjoying, is just becoming a sick person. Whoever is trying to enjoy, immediately all your body is getting drained. Energies are drained. The human body is not meant for that. Human body is meant for meditation, human body is meant for yoga, human body is meant for higher standard of happiness, disciplined life. People who have a disciplined life, you know, they live longer. People who live an irregular life, drinking, smoking, meat eating, womanizing, anything they do, how long the body will remain healthy? No? You are a doctor. Regular habits, controlled life, body will cooperate. So the stupid camel, it is licking its own blood, but thinking it is enjoying. Very bad, very foolish. So people, as they are human beings, but don't come to spiritual life. They are compared to dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandhara Sri Bhagavatam ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Sri Rabbhavati ki.